morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm going to be with you for about 58 minutes. But a new guest today, a new employee for the city of Pittsfield. We're so happy to have her. Her name is Madeline Brown. And Madeline, that name means a lot to me because it was my Sangley Irish mother's name, don't you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but anyhow, we're here today. We got a bunch of stuff coming up for the city, a bunch of stuff. Uh-huh. So that said, I'm going to postpone the other readings of the announcements until the end of the show, because I want to give Marilyn, got a lot. We got the Halloween parade coming up like a couple days. So Madeline, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so I go by Maddie. Madeline's my given name, but Maddie is fine. Either one I'll answer to. So, or coach. I'm a basketball coach. So my background is in sports management was what I got my degree in. And then I played Division I basketball at Pitt and Texas Tech, graduated from Texas Tech, and went on to do my master's in sports management with West Texas A&M. So I'm originally from Western New York. Moved out to the Albany area a couple years ago. So I'm commuting from Albany. So I'm about an hour away, which is okay. I really have enjoyed learning about Pittsfield, the history of Pittsfield, this position. I'm excited about this and all the upcoming events that we have going. My most direct experience is the last 7 years I've been general manager at independent sports complexes. So more in the AAU circuit, the private sports complex business. So a little bit of that. And then this is my first time in the municipal government realm. So parks and rec, but I have a huge love for the outdoors. I'm a avid hiker, biker, and all things outdoors. So, and just think recreation is for everybody. So I'm excited to bring that aspect to the city.
Well, you know, Maddie, you sound like a perfect fit for this job in this department.
Thank you.
You do, because it is an outdoorsy thing, mm-hmm. and it takes someone with energy to do it. And that your predecessor Becky, every time I would email her, I'd go take a nap afterwards. I was exhausted.
But, it does take a certain type of person, I think, to do.
Yeah.
I really do feel that passion and feel that energy and excitement about recreation and the events, special events that we're running and putting on. So I am excited.
When I was a kid, and I can't remember where I parked the car, but I can remember back when I was a kid.
Yep.
In the summer, we lived at Pontusic Park. At Winona Park, at Springside Park. And in the winter, we went ice skating at Springside Park, sliding down the hill there.
Yep.
So I want kids to get away from these things.
Yes.
And get out and get some fresh air.
Agreed.
And you seem like such a perfect person to inspire kiddos to do that.
Yeah, I hope so. We had a great success with our playground program this past summer where we got the three different parks, the Clapp, Common, and Durant Park. We had really busy summers with those. We ran the program for 6 weeks. That was kind of my first intro to the city, which was great. We had some really good playground leaders that helped facilitate each of those parks, and I think the kids had a great time. And going to continue to offer these free basketball clinics we have coming up, this coming Saturday, actually the 30th, we have one at Clapp Park. So we're doing those in conjunction with the Berkshire Mountaineers, a new ABA basketball team in the city. So that'll be this Saturday at Clapp Park. It's free from 10 to 12.
Yeah. I'm glad we did that. And we'll go over that again, folks, this coming Saturday, and the date is the 30th.
Yep.
I'll be out trick-or-treating tomorrow. But, that's the next month. Ah, well.
I'll go
a month early.
It's not parade time yet.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, there's some old fool knocking at the door dressed up like a clown. But pass the word on to the new basketball league. If they want to come on, I'll get them on.
Okay.
I think that's okay, important that people know about them.
Yeah, for sure. He's been out in the community trying to get sponsorships and things like that and garner interest. And so we did one in August, the end of August with them at the Common, and it was great. We had about, 10, 12 kids, and kids had a great time. So it was a lot of fun. We're hoping for a good turnout Saturday.
We'll make it a group thing. You get a hold of them and you two, and we'll make it because we need to do that. We need to get kids moving.
For sure. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. Now we got the Halloween parade coming up.
Yep. That's the big one. So that one, we have our first float seminar tonight. So I definitely wanted to remind people of that. Even if you haven't gotten your packets in, they're not due until the 13th of October, the packets. But if you are planning on doing a float or any kind of motorized stuff, then it is mandatory that someone from your group represents you tonight at the float seminar. It's at 6 o'clock at City Hall.
Yeah, see, this won't show till tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well,
sorry.
That's all right. Hopefully they made it.
Hopefully, yeah. Well, and the point is, get a hold of you, right? If they didn't make it.
Yeah, if they didn't make it, we can get you that information. It's all safety, safety requirements. Fire inspector will be there, just making sure that we're building our floats safely and according to fire standards.
Oh, that's great. And when is the actual parade? What's the route and what's the time? We got to say it about four times during the
So it's on Tyler Street on October 27th, Friday, October 27th at 7 p.m.
Cool.
So it's, we're ready to go.
and it's always, we pray for good weather.
Sure.
But not cold. I mean, it can be cold because people can do it as long as it's not rain or whatever.
That's kind of a given, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's always a wonderful event.
Yeah.
And now that they moved to Tyler Street, I'm happy about that. I used to go down North Street.
Yep.
And when GE was here, I mean, you talk about floats. They had some. Mm. Go back in the archives and look at some of the floats.
I have. It's funny you said that. I did read some of the old, that they digitalized the scrapbooks. So I went back, kind of acquainting myself with the history of Pittsfield. And Jim's done a great job with familiarizing me with the area, but because I'm not from here, and I did watch last year's parade and just to get a good feel for it. So, it looks like a great event.
Well, as old as we are and we don't have grandchildren close by, we still go every year.
Yeah. That's what I hear from a lot of people.
Yeah, it's almost like a tradition,
Mm-hmm.
It's always a wonderful parade.
Yeah,
and
I'm excited.
I'm so glad that the city, hats off to the city,
for
keeping it active and going. Many places have given everything up. And
sure. Yeah, COVID could have really derailed that,
Yeah.
And I'm proud that we're still keeping it going, and, hopefully this year will go off well.
And I will share this with you. There's a pizza parlor on every block, so you can eat your way through the parade.
That's maybe what I'll do on my way through at the end.
You get a body like mine. What more could you want?
I do love a good pizza. So.
You can go right down Tyler Street, and there's a ton of pizza. So, you were in Texas, and then you were how did you end up here?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I moved back to the Rochester area in, that would have been 2010-ish. Started coaching basketball, so it was kind of a natural progression to get into coaching. And I had always done private lessons and sort of on the side. It was always something that I did, and started working at RIT in Rochester as an assistant coach. I did kind of my last portion of internships through them, started to get into coaching, started doing that. After that, I worked at a private high school. I was an assistant athletic director at a high school there. So kind of getting more into the administrative side. And then I switched over to the private sports complex. There was a new complex being built in Rochester. I knew the guy that was opening it. And I sort of helped them for 5 years through the beginning stages from 2016 to 2021, helped them manage that facility. So, and then through that job, I met some folks that were building a facility out in Albany called Impact Athletic Center. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that was what brought me to the Albany area. So I was there for 2 years and, just started to get a little burnout by the facility management, side of things. So started to look around for something a little bit more like this, but that's recreation based and all about inclusivity and the outdoors. So that was
kind of, yeah. I'm so glad you took the position here, because I think you are a good fit.
Thank you.
And you know, there are going to be days you say to yourself, "No, why did I come here?" But go past.
That's everywhere, though, right? It's
pretty much, yeah.
There's good and bad with everything, but overall, it's been a really great transition, and I'm really excited about it.
And there, you have a calendar of events that it's absolutely amazing. All that you're doing, all that the city is doing for the youth.
Yeah.
And you know, it's always, you know, I don't want to sound like some old guy, but I am an old guy. So it sounds like it. But this city has always been one step ahead of everybody else about the youth and involvement in parks and recreation and the Boys and Girls Club and ice skating. And you know, I'm glad, and I know there's all these people, cut taxes. If you cut taxes, sometimes you cut activities, you cut the money's being spent. And you know, I have to tell you, today in this world, the more we can do for our youth, I think the better off we're going to be.
I agree completely. And most of our programs that we're doing are free. So a lot of them are in parks, or, you know, we have a community bike ride coming up that's no cost. You know, so we're trying to do these things that are low to no cost for our community members. And the playground program that I already mentioned, that's a completely free city sponsored event. So, you know, trying as much as we can to keep the cost down and keep kids and families active.
You know, and I'm going to go off topic here for a minute. You've been a coach.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my coaches. Please take this again. None of them were as attractive as you are. Most of them would scare the hair right off. But
sure. Anyway,
what do you see in your time of coaching? Do you see any difference in the kiddos and their commitment? Because that's what I've heard from other coaches. As soon as it gets tough, they're gone.
Well, it's tough because, you know, even in the last 5 years when I've, you know, coaching club basketball and playing club basketball has been all the rage, right? It's like everybody's playing AAU, everybody's playing year round. If they want to, you know, that's been the big, big hot topic. Even the last 10 years, you know, it's gone from, you know, you play basketball in the winter, you play football in the fall, you play baseball in the spring, right? Now it's, if you want to be a college basketball player, you're playing year round on every team and everywhere and jumping from one team to the next. And, you know, I've seen a lot of that. And, you know, there's good and bad to that, right? You know, there's, I was a three sport athlete until I couldn't be, you know, and just focused on basketball later in my high school career. But, there's so many benefits to playing multiple sports, to being in theater, to being in band, you know, all the different, activities that these kids have available to them. I mean, I don't know if I could speak so much to the coachability of kids these days and how they are, but, you know, I think if we give them opportunities and encourage them to do different things, I think that's a great thing, just to try things out at this age, you know, and see what they really like. You know, 99% of these kids are not going to play college sports, and that's okay. You know, that's not necessarily the goal. You know, for some kids, maybe it is. You know, for me, that was my goal. But, you know, in this position, my goal is to make it accessible and make it fun, you know, because these are short years for these kids, and getting them active and promoting lifelong wellness is what it's all about, really.
And self-confidence, you know, your self-confidence, overcoming obstacles, all these things you learn from sports.
Exactly.
Yeah, really.
It, you know, and there's a lot of people doing a lot of good things in this town, as far as youth sports go. And I don't want to talk completely badly about travel sports and
No.
Because there is, you know, there is a great benefit to that when it's done the right way. The confidence, I mean, especially for young girls and young boys, through sports, you know, it's a huge developmental boost when you have that.
And Maddie, for those, Maddie, we're a morning show, so people are coming in, they're getting a kid in a bus, they're coming out of the shower, they're driving over. We're radio and television. So, folks, if you're just tuning in, this is Maddie Brown. She, her real name is Madeline, but she prefers Maddie Brown. She now is the activities person. She replaced Becky Manship, who's gone on. And she, in my opinion, and of course, everybody knows the views and opinions on this program are mine. And those of my guests, they in no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, school committee, Mayor Tyre, and the mayor's office, Peter Marchetti, and the city council, and or the one lonely bike rider going south in the northbound lane on North Street. But we got to, first of all, she's going to give you again, so put it on your calendar. And I wanted to get this on soon because there are so many things, even in our old life, there were so many conflicting times. I want the Halloween parade. Maddie's going to give you the times and the dates and the route. Put it on your calendar and make sure, and as long as your kiddos are like two, three, even if they're not, bring them to the parade. And because when I was, my son was growing up, I got transferred all the time with my job, all the time. And we would go here and go there, and we would always use this, and I still use it with my grandbaby, making memories. And I wrote an article a long time ago for Father's Magazine, or I can't remember what, but when you bring your kids to things like this, you are making memories. I can remember being walked to the Halloween parade by my older brother and sister, and walked to the Memorial Day and the Veterans Day by my mother and father. So make memories. Bring your kids to these park events because there's more. Maddie's got a whole testament of things going on. And become part of them. Get the kids away from this stuff. Yeah. Get them outside. They'll have plenty of time for this. Plenty of time, believe me. So, yes. Maddie, what do you think the biggest challenge is to just getting kids involved again? Getting them away from these things.
Yeah, I think that you hit the nail on the head with the technology. You know, I mean, it's great in doses. I mean, we as adults are guilty of it too, though. You know? Yeah. So I think a lot of times kids emulate what they see, and a lot of them are born with phones in their hands, and as much as we can in those early years, get them active and get them outside and promote that health and wellness aspect. You know, there's nothing, and technology inherently is good, right? It's yeah. You know, it's just like anything else. You don't want to overdo it, and find that balance and healthy relationship with it that we're trying to promote with health and wellness and fitness and outdoor activities too. So it's all about balance, really, and just, encouraging, giving kids these opportunities, right? And families these opportunities.
So. And that's what I really think Pittsfield is good at. Your department is good at, and that is presenting opportunities. And that's why I want to be as much a voice for all of your opportunities. Mm-hmm. So the word does get out, because so many people that, you know, we were saying so many people, they don't read the newspaper. They don't they don't watch local television. They don't listen to local radio.
Right.
So the more ways we can get the news out, the better off everybody is.
Speaking to that, we are going to start sending out a newsletter. So a digital newsletter that'll go out 4 times a year. Our first volume, I guess you would call it, will go out probably next week. If you want to be added to that list, there's a link on our website. So go to thecityofpittsfield.org and check out the link. You can add your email right to that and get on the newsletter list. We have a new Instagram page. So if people are on Instagram, it's at Pittsfield Parks Rec. And our Facebook page is still active. I update the Facebook page and the Instagram page with everything that's going on. So there's few different ways. If you're not, connected social media wise, you can still be connected email wise. And you can always call too.
And the thing is, take advantage Maddie and the crew, they go to a lot of trouble to put these events on. It really can be discouraging. I've been down that road. You put all this effort in and a few people show, and they had a great time.
Yeah.
But you're saying, where is everybody else?
Right. Right. Yep. So yeah, hopefully we get great participation, whether it's one kid or 50 kids that show up at stuff, you know, we're going to put our best foot forward and hopefully, yeah. People take advantage of these opportunities.
And again, there's a procedure, for floats in the parade. They're going to have a meeting, but that meeting will be tonight. We are recording this on the 26th.
Will have another meeting for new participants. I had to look up my notes here. October 23rd.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, there will be another, you know, if you've never participated in the parade before, this is my first parade, so I'm going through all of this for the first time too. So all these meetings and things, I have great notes left by Becky, so should go off without a hitch, but the October 23rd, that meeting, and I'll send out, once people send in their application packets, which is also online, I'll add them to the master email list, and they'll get all the information as far as what the dates are, reminders about different meetings that are coming up and things like that. So,
and I would encourage organizations to be part of the parade. I know, yeah. the schools always have a representation.
Yep.
There's,
yeah, anyone's welcome, really. It's, I mean, businesses, civic groups, any kind of churches, you know, whatever you've got, you're welcome to participate. So we're happy to have.
Yeah, and there's time. And that's why we're doing this program.
Yeah, exactly.
We're doing this program. There's time to get your organization organized.
Yep.
With Maddie and whatever you need to do, you can do. There's time.
Yeah.
But then you'll be part of it.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun, know? Yeah.
And I love to go. I love to see the little kids dressed up.
I know.
It's really heartwarming to see it.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it in person. Like I said, I watched last year's on the old PCTV footage. So it was good for me as a newbie to see it, you know, how it goes, how the flow of it is. And it was really sweet, though.
Yeah. And now, before we go to break, we have the Springside house is being refurbished, which to me, that I am so pleased and happy that the city decided to do that. I grew up in that neighborhood, in the North End. And we went sliding at Reed Junior High. It was North End, down that big hill. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, a good friend of mine's dad was the head of Parks and Rec, and they lived in that house.
Okay.
That's why it's so well maintained.
Right. What a cool space. He walked me through the house, actually. It was probably about a month ago now, but what a great, all the history, and it was really neat. I learned a lot about it. That was where he first started. His office was there. So it was a neat tour that he gave me.
Yeah, and it was my cousin worked for the former director. His name just I'll think of it. Anyhow, I'm so happy the city did it, and the grounds themselves are gorgeous.
Oh yeah, Vinny
Hebert was the guy at the time.
Okay.
And his daughter and sons grew up in that house, and they my peers. So we're going to take a break here. I have with me Maddie Brown. Maddie is the new Becky Manship. There you go. But she brings with her, and because we are a morning show, she brings with her an unbelievable background of athletics, sports at the highest college levels, manager of arenas and things like this. So, but what I found so far in this interview is she fits what I think. I guess I'm really pleased that they hired her. She fits right. She's not going to miss a step with Becky, because she is so involved. She has the youth. She has all these things to get it done. And we are welcoming her. This is her first appearance, and well, hopefully she'll go back. But
yes.
But we I just want to say to people, enjoy our parks and recreations, because there are so many cities and towns now that are eliminating them for cost and things like this. When we come back, I want to talk about the cleaning up of the old Springside Park, but bringing it back to its grandeur. So without that, without further ado, for Guasup de Jour, we are going to take a break. And this is Channel 1301 WTBR. I'm sorry, Channel 1301 PCTV. WTBR channel 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We'll be back in about 1 minute. Please stay tuned, because there's a lot more that Maddie's going to get into that's coming up in through the month of October and into the holidays. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. That lovely lady you see there, that's Maddie Brown. She is the new activities director. What's your official title?
Recreation and special events coordinator with the city.
That's what she is. You think I'm going to remember that? Most of you know I don't even remember my own title. So, but I refer to her as the new Becky Manchin. And that's a compliment. Believe me when I tell you, I think the world of Becky. But we're hitting, Maddie's hit the ground running. I'm just telling you right now, boys and girls, there's a ton of stuff going on. We're going to bring you up to speed. The first thing we want to talk to you about is the Halloween parade. And let me do this. Become part of it if you want to. Maddie will tell you how. But whatever you do, please go to the parade. Bring your kiddos, bring your grandkids, enjoy the parade. It's something as an old man that I remember standing on North Street and watching the Halloween parade. So, Maddie, some info on the parade, please.
Yep. So the parade is Friday, October 27th. It starts at 7 and it's on Tyler Street. If you want to participate in the parade, you don't have to have a float. You can just be marchers. You can have a banner. You can have a float as well. It can be very simple or very complicated, however you want it to be. But applications are due by October 13th. The application can be found on our Facebook page, our Instagram page, and our website. Or you can just email me at mbrown@cityofpittsfield.org. And I can copy it over right to you, whatever works. I need those applications in by the 13th of October, though, so we can get our roster of groups and get the order down and make sure everybody's on the same page.
Yeah. And it's really, I'm going to say it's kind of like the end of fall, the Halloween parade. We're now right after that. All of a sudden, it seems like we're in a dead run. It's Thanksgiving.
Right.
And it's Christmas and Hanukkah.
The kickoff of the holidays kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. And it, the older you get, you're young, but the older you get, the quicker they come.
Mm.
And I just thought last week was the 4th of July.
Feels like it.
Yeah. Not if you're outside today. But
yeah.
What else is going on in October?
Yeah, in October, so we have a fall foliage community ride, so a bike ride. Helmets are required. We will have some kids' helmets that will be available for kids, but if you have your own helmet and bike, you're welcome to stop over to the rail trail on Crane Ave is where we'll meet at the parking lot there around 9:45. Yeah, we'll take off from the rail trail there about 10:15, between 10 and 10:15. We'll go as a group up to Whitney's Farm in Cheshire. Okay. So, yep, we'll stop by there and have some cider donuts. They've got their pumpkin festival going on that day. And then we'll ride back. So it's about 8 mile total ride, all flat, all rail trail, other than the one crossing. And I actually have a meeting coming up this afternoon with transportation to talk about safety on the crossing there. So we'll make sure that all that's done safely and we'll get everybody across and hang out at Whitney's for a bit and come back. And hopefully it'll be a gorgeous fall day. We can see the leaves. It's peak foliage time. So I thought that'd be a good time to get on that beautiful section of the rail trail.
That sounds brilliant. That sounds like such a fun thing too. And you know, you said a part that would attract me. It's all flat.
Yeah. I mean, it's 8 miles, but it's flat. So think about that. Don't look at the mileage. Look at the, you know, it's very low incline. So it's a scenic ride.
My son and I did it the other way coming from Adams years ago. And,
okay.
It wasn't flat. It wasn't.
Yeah, no, that's a little more hilly up there.
The any other special precautions? Helmet, your
just
own
a helmet. Yep, helmet and a bike. It's all you really need. Like I said,
registration.
We will have no registration. You just show up and ride. So there is a Facebook.
Oh, how cool!
You can require, or you can you know, click interested or coming on the event on Facebook, but there's no pre-registration or cost associated. If you want to purchase anything at Whitney's, obviously that's a additional cost. You know, you have to bring money for that. But other than that, everything is no cost. So.
Yeah. And their cider donuts are to die for. Just.
They are. I've already tested. I've already sampled.
I was way ahead of you.
Had to do some research.
Going back to the, I wanted to ask, Springside Park is near and dear to my heart.
Uh-huh.
I know, and so is Wakona, but they're already working on Wakona, and that's mm-hmm. a massive, massive project. I watched some of it on cable television. But do you have any, like the pond at Wakona, at Springside, it's my understanding they're going to gut that all out and clean that all out again and bring it back?
Oh, yeah, I'm not as much on that side of it right now.
Okay.
So
okay.
I don't have as much
That's
intel,
fair.
I guess you could say on that. So I don't want to speak to it without fully getting briefed.
Yeah. No. Yeah, and I just it's near and dear to my heart.
Sure.
And I want to also thank the city and all the people and all the effort they are putting in to save Wakona Park. It's an icon, it's historic, it's all these words. Mm-hmm. But finally, people have come together through the city and elsewhere, and they're going to put it together. Thank you to the Suns for all that they've done through the few years they've been here. It's been great to have them.
Yeah, no, definitely. Jim McGrath is leading. Yeah, he's doing a great job with that project.
Yeah, and tell him I said keep up the good work with that, because that's important to a lot of us in the city. A lot.
Yeah. Yeah, the survey I think is still live too. The Wakona Park survey. I know we've gotten quite a good response with that. So if you haven't done that and it's still active, I believe, you know, there's still time to get that survey in.
We got a basketball situation coming up pretty soon.
We do. So this Saturday we're doing a free basketball clinic for kiddos ages 8 to 14. If they're a little younger, a little older, we're not, you know, we won't turn anyone away. We'll say that.
Not looking for IDs.
Yeah, we're not checking IDs. 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday morning at Clatt Park. So hopefully we'll get a nice summer fall or sunny fall day on Saturday morning. And, you know, it's just skills and drills. We're doing that with the Berkshire Mountaineers, which is a new ABA basketball team that's starting up here in Pittsfield. They're a great group, and we did one in August and had a good turnout. So we wanted to bring it back. We're trying to rotate parks and do it at different places. We've got all these nice basketball courts in all our parks. So trying to utilize different ones. So Clatt Park this Saturday at 10.
All right, folks, this Saturday, the 30th at 10 o'clock,
10 a.m. Yep.
At Clapp Park, and we're not looking for IDs. Bring your kiddos, even if they've never ever touched a basketball.
Yep, we'll have basketballs there to borrow. If your kids have a basketball, they can. They're more than welcome to bring it. We'll have, you know, 10 to 15 of our own basketballs and cones and all that fun stuff. So it'll be good.
Yeah, and again, it's getting kiddos outdoors.
Exactly.
Moving. I'm on this a little bit because I read an article where they now have, because kiddos are so out of shape, they have pre-basic training so that they can get into basic training. Now, I didn't find basic training easy, but I didn't have to go through a pre-course to get through it. You know, and so any of these kind of activities that Maddie's trying to get going outdoors, indoors, whatever, you got a skating thing coming up? And
yeah, so we're partnering with Busque. We'll be doing some learn to ski events in January. So those will be pretty cool. Busque is offering it at a severely discounted rate, which is really cool. Learn to ski. It'll be, I don't know all the details quite yet. And then we'll do family tubing nights.
Oh,
so
wow.
We'll have, so it'll be, one will be on a Tuesday, one will be on a Wednesday. And you'll have to register through Busque for each of those, but both of them will be at a significantly reduced price. But that'll be the whole month of January. So, and we're also working on, for, if we're talking winter, we're also working on a winter festival over at Wild Acres. The first day of February break, we're working on a little potential ice fishing and snowshoeing event there. So stay tuned.
Believe it or not, we have pictures, but my wife and I, we used to snowshoe and cross country ski.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the wonderful places is behind Reed Junior High.
Yes.
To take off a cross country skiing down through Springside Park or up.
That's what I've heard. You're not the first person to tell me that. I've heard that. I'm excited to bring my bike's in my car. I bring my bike everywhere, but in the winter I'll have to throw my skis into and
or snowshoe.
Yeah, yeah. That's the idea, is trying to, you know, keep people busy too during the winter, during months when people, you know, seasonal depression and all those other things that can get us in the winter.
You know, it's every day that we can get up and do something, walk outside, go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
We have beautiful parks.
We
have the Ashuwiltecook Trail.
Mm.
We have neighborhoods. I live in a neighborhood where people are walking from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
I love it. Yeah.
You know, yeah, it really is. And I think, Maddie, we're going to, what we come, because some people are just tuning in now, you're saying, who's that? And Maddie Brown has been hired, and she's got a title. You'd have to hire a trailer truck or four people to carry her business card. But as you can tell, she's full of life and she's full of getting it done. She's an exciting person, I think. And Maddie, give us again, for people just tuning in, a little bit of your background, or all of your background.
I'll give you the short version. So I played college basketball. Texas Tech was where I graduated from, 2009. And then went on to West Texas A&M for my master's degree in sport management. So I'm from the Rochester, New York area originally, so moved back to that area in the mid-2000s and started coaching basketball at RIT, assistant coach there for a couple years, and then got into athletic administration and eventually got into the private sector of sports. So independent sports complexes, I've been the general manager at the last 7 years at two different sports complexes, moved out to the Albany area to run a new facility out there, and then sort of got burnt out of the independent sports complex life and the nights and weekends that required of, you know, basically a 24-hour business. So started to look into recreation parks jobs and found this opportunity, and I'm a huge outdoors person, and really, you know, inclusivity with recreation is a big part of my MO as a person and now in my professional career here. So I'm very excited to be here.
And I'm going to add to it, she was also a basketball coach and she likes to do that. So I guess the point I'm trying to make here is we have the right person for the right job, and there's so many wonderful things going on.
Yep.
Be part of it. Be part of it.
There's something for everyone. That's really what I'm trying to accomplish here is that, you know, you're not into basketball. That's fine. We have other things. We got a bike ride. I'm meeting with a woman about doing a community hike. You know, we've got different things, like, you know, there's over 30 parks in this city, and we have a great opportunity to see different areas and places you may have lived here your whole life and never known about a certain area, you know? So we're really trying to expose people to that.
And you know, all these people are so worried about their taxes. Well, you know what? Take advantage of these things, because you're kind of paying for them with your taxes. So that's why I have always been a big proponent of all these parks and recreation events.
Mm-hmm.
99% of them are free.
Yep.
And so become part of this exercise, whatever you want to call it, participation, community. It's one thing after another, and it's one season, and you're already in. I love what you're doing. You're planning ahead, but too often it's been, not with Becky, but with other other organizations, they wait till 4 days before.
Right, right.
Well, the American family today is like a ping pong ball.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Johnny's got football practice. Mary's got cheerleader practice. And
right.
Ronnie's got swimming. And
yeah.
If you want people to partake, and Maddie will back me up, I think, on this, you got to give them time. And that's why we're talking about one of the main things that I had Maddie on today was to introduce her, one. Mm-hmm. But two was to get people invested in the holiday Halloween parade. Mm-hmm. And also now coming up this Saturday, the 30th, the basketball at Clatt Park. And the hours again, Maddie, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Yep, 10 a.m. we'll start. So we started our last one at 9, and it was a little early for some kids, I think. So we'll start at 10. Hopefully the sun will be shining by then, and we'll get a better turnout with a little later start. So 10 to 12. And you can come at any time during that time. You know, there's no, if you realize you are late, it's not a big deal. Just show up when you can.
Yeah, actually, there's no such thing as being late.
Just between those hours.
Right. I mean, I used to have a platoon sergeant that used to say, if you're on time, you're late.
Yep. I had a coach that said a similar mantra.
What do you find is the most challenging part of your job so far today? It is probably going to evolve, but right now.
Yeah. I mean, challenging, I think, is, you know, being an outsider, I think, gives me an interesting perspective. So I'm looking at that as a good challenge. I think I bring a fresh set of experience and a different kind of, perspective, really, is the word. So that's been a bit of a challenge, and like the learning curve of working in a city hall building and the government permitting process, things like that. So that's been a little bit of a challenge, but nothing crazy. Back to the being an outsider, I think continuing the traditions and understanding the history of Pittsfield is one of my top priorities. And then also, you know, where we can, implementing new, fun, cheap, you know, cheaper, no cost, community type events has been a big focus. So,
And you know, I think listening to you, you really have grasped the challenges, but also the opportunities of the job. Anytime you're working with any kind of a bureaucracy, you know, there's always going to be the person who'll send the permit back 5 times because you didn't cross the T.
Right.
That's just part of the learning process.
Yeah. And people have been patient with me, so I appreciate that. And, you know, Justine and Jim have been great leaders, and everybody in the DCD office has been great. You know, and all the different offices I work with here. So it's, and it's been great to get out in the community and meet with, you know, the Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, the BCC. I went up there to meet with their, intramurals director and, you know, just trying to connect with as many local folks as I can to really understand the heartbeat of this community.
And, you know, you will find, I think too, that the people at BCC, that's my, I went there, they're not too proud of it, but I am. But I went there, and the thing is, they're always cutting edge.
Yeah.
You know, is it this weekend? No, I guess it was last weekend. The big, their outdoor fun run and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, I think it is. It's coming up. I know it's coming up.
Yeah, I'll be going for the food. Mm. Yeah, run to the food and camp. But when you think... When you were going back, how is being you're an adult now? How was it? Do you see any difference between when you were a kiddo and the kids now?
That's a good question. I think, you know, cell phones were sort of just becoming a thing. I didn't have a cell phone until I was a senior in high school, and it was one of those big Nokia, you know, you could only play one game on it, and it was like, you know, you forgot it half the time at home, and nobody really cared about it. So there was a lot more, you know, pickup basketball we'd play in the park, and, you know, I remember playing rollerblade hockey with friends, and I grew up in the country, but, you know, we'd have friends over, and it would be, you know, we'd play one-on-one tackle football or, like, weird stuff like that, you know. It just, we were always outside. I remember being outside a lot as a kid, and, you know, I speak with a lot of people I grew up with in the same era. Early 2000s was when I was in high school, and you know, that was just a big part of my childhood and growing up, and it's kind of full circle where I am now. Is, you know, I want to be outside as much as I can, and I want to encourage kids, even with all the distractions they have today, to continue to be outside. And you know, now I'm an adult, I have a phone, but, you know, it's like we've talked about before, it's balance and finding that, you know, every day to get outside a little bit and move your body is a good thing.
Well, when I was growing up, we didn't have a television until I was about 13 or 14.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. We didn't have cable growing up either, so I didn't really watch a lot of TV.
No. And I was my father's remote.
Billy, yeah, you had to actually get up to...
Yeah, Billy, turn that on to Channel 10. Okay, dude.
Yeah.
I think back, we couldn't wait to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we walked everywhere.
Yep.
Like I said, I lived in the North End. We'd walk to the Boys Club. We walked to it's gone now, the Catholic Youth Center. And, but I wanted your perspective, because of my perspective, and it's just an old man, but you're missing so much by just being glued to these stupid things and television and all of that. There's so much more. Read my wife.
Yeah, books, physical books.
My wife was a teacher for over 40 years, and she always gave books. If she found out you were pregnant, she gave you a book. You start reading before the child. And there's so many kids. I listened to grandfather actually say, my grandson just refuses to read. And I guess I don't want to reminisce too much, but I applaud what you're doing. I really do. I think you made the right decision. More importantly, I think the city made the right decision hiring you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, no, you're into it. It's not, it's more than a job for you. It's a lifestyle. And that's what, same was with Becky. And during the break, I have to tell, Maddie was saying all the stuff she, and just so you do know, she's already aware of the tree lighting ceremony. And just to let you know, it's right around the corner. Because I heard just last week, I think it was 100 days till Christmas. So
crazy.
It is. Where does time go? Maddie, I can't thank you enough for taking the time. Please keep me posted.
I will.
Email me all your events whenever you get them. I'll try to sign up for the newsletter, but I'm not quick on these computer things.
Yeah, so, it's pretty simple. Just stick that email address in and click join now and you're in. So,
Maddie, by now you should realize I'm pretty simple. So there you go. Maddie Brown, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Bill.
I want you to be part of the show as much as you can or as much as you need to be.
Sure.
All your events. Folks, we have a wonderful Parks and Recreations group, but more importantly, we have venues that the people would give their eye teeth for, Bosquets, for hiking, Eshowiltacook, for biking. Now there's just so much to do, and you can hike Springside Park and not lose sight basically of a road for people who are afraid, what if I get lost? Well, don't go up the side road of Greylock if you don't know where it goes. Off the top of my head, I figured that one.
Yeah.
You're the best. I'll let you go. I've got to read these announcements. As you can see, I have a few.
Thank you.
Stay in touch, and thank you for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you, Bill, and thank you all. I hope to see you guys at events soon.
Maybe the basketball. I'll be the guy on the bench.
There you go. That's fine. We need those two.
Thanks, Maddie. Have a all great right.
Take care.
All right. Thank you. All right, folks. Production training series. This is a wonderful opportunity from PCTV. Thursday nights at 6 p.m., it's the fall production basic and basics/editing. It's a prerequisite. All sessions content will be presumed. You have viewed video basics, audio basics. Videos are available at PCTV, and you can www.pitchfieldtv.org/get-training. And all at www.pitchfieldtv.org/get-training is all capital, all uppercase. And September the 28th, and that's coming right up, actually. That's 2 days from today. Actually, 1 day from today. Studio Producer Basics. October 5th, Field Producer Basics. October the 12th, Radio Producer Basics. And October the 26th, Basics of Video Editing. November the 2nd, Hands-on Edit Workshop Part 1. November 9th, Hands-on Edit Workshop Part 2. All classes are free to members of PCTV. There is a $10 charge for non-members. You can call 413-445-4234, extension 0121. Or you can training at, the little at, pitchfieldtv.org to join. And classes will be held at Federico Dale. All right, there we go there. So also, October the 10th, World Mental Health Day, and it's Berkshire County Youth Mental Health Panel. Organizations participating will be 18 Degrees, Austin Riggs, Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention, Brain Center, the District Attorney's Office, Kids Place, Love of Tea, NAMI, Berkshire County, and Berkshire Public Schools, a joint collaboration network of professionals for open and honest conversation focusing on youth mental health and how we can all play a role. We really need to do this. Again, it's October the 10th, 6 to 8 p.m. It'll be in Barrington Stage on Union Street. It's free and open to the public. Light refreshments will be provided. We really need to do this, folks. We need to try to get an understanding of our young people and some of the trials and tribulations they're going through. And some of them are going through a lot. Also, on October the 10th, that's the same one, I'm sorry. There we go. Clockwork Artist, the first and Saturday of the month and the first Friday of the month, they have open house. That will be going on down in the Clock Tower Artist, down on Church Street, South Church Street. I'm sorry, the Eagle Building, the old Eaton's Paper. Stand-up comedy. This is the first time in Northern Berkshire. The Adams Theater, 27 Park Street in Adams. It's going to be Zip Stores Comedy. After 16 years in Pittsburgh, they've gone north. This will be on October the 7th. Showtime, 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 6. Food and beverage available for purchase at Firehouse Cafe and Bistro. You can find out more by calling 413-822-2247 do that. Okey-doke. All right, let me see. Oh, the Shindy is coming up. That's a really wonderful opportunity. So Shindy is Irish word, I guess. It's an event that takes place every year. It's really a wonderful time, but you have to sign up for it. And right now is the time frame. So that said, Holiday Shindy, join the mailing list. You got to get into it September 8th through the 30th. So that time frame is closing down. Go online, Holiday Shindy. www.holidayshindy.com, and you should be able to get all the information you need. Also coming up, vendors, crafters needed for St. Mary's annual holiday bazaar. It is an amazing bazaar. Shindy's a great thing. St. Mary's is a great thing to bring the people together. Really unique and wonderful gifts. So if you can do that, you can call, let me tell you, 413-243-1079. And again, excuse me, I'm racing to get through this stuff, and I don't know if I'm going to make it. But I will say this to you all. I can't thank you enough for listening in. Support all that we're trying to do here in this city. And it's, to me, excuse me. It's our tax dollars. Let's take advantage of it. One last thing. The library auditorium coming up. General meeting, Friends of the Berkshire Athenaeum annual general meeting, October the 16th, 3 p.m. Open to the public. And it's going to be Monday, October 16th, the annual meeting. Wonderful, wonderful stuff going on. Tuesday the 17th, CD giveaways. Wednesday the 18th, half price membership. Thursday, October 19th, half price lobby sale. And Friday, October the 12th, refreshments and contest drawing. Join Friends of the Berkshire Athenaeum. Thank you so much for being so kind. Also, one last thing. If you get the opportunity, please don't miss. Please, please, please don't miss this. The Happiest Man on Earth is playing at the old VFW on Linden Street. It is an inspiring, inspiring play written by Mark St. Germain about a man who was in and out of Nazi concentration camps. God bless. Take care of each other. It's all that we have. Thanks for listening. See you soon.